OR.
And have a good Wednesday morning to everybody. Very effective address from the Oval Office yesterday. I thought, Len, the president made his points forcefully, clearly, and then you got the old American Gothic afterward, washed-up old Schumer and Nancy Pelosi looking like villains out of a James Bond movie with their pathetic response to it. The president was giving ground. It doesn't have to be a concrete wall. A steel wall will do. Something that Democrats have voted for in the past, I may remind you, and yet the Democrats have dug in, and they say absolutely not, and all they want to do is bring down this president. They will not negotiate with him. He has offered some proposals to them that make a lot of sense to me, but it's a big no, no, no. Dr. No from Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. That leads off our big three. I'm not letting Len speak.
Something?
No. I want to get the other big three. Then I'll yield the floor to you for 5 minutes.
By the way, you stole the Dr. No headline from the Post.
Yeah, well, thanks, Len. You steal all of your lines from somebody.
I have one law. I just have one comment, but go ahead. Finish your big three.
Also in the big three. Oh, de Blasio, free health care for all. Well, look at the details, folks. There's nothing here at all. All right. $100 million. What's it going to be used for? To pay for health care for people? No. We already give people free health care when they go to emergency rooms. All this is going to be to tell them to go to primary care physicians. This is a big nothing here. All de Blasio was trying to do was get press for himself. Yesterday, when he knew the press was going to be around the Democrats in Washington and Donald Trump. So there's a big nothing here with de Blasio and his free health care nonsense. And rounding out the big three, Mario Batali is off the hook. He was accused of attempted rape at some of his restaurants, one down near me in the West Village, the Spotted Pig. But the police have decided not to press charges, so he skates. And also Kevin Spacey made the case in court documents yesterday that that kid that he's alleged to have groped up in Nantucket lied about his age. Yeah. Got drunk with him, flirted with him, even told him he was a student in college when he wasn't. So
pretty effective.
I thought it was an effective defense. Some of these guys may skate.
I think so, too.
All right, Len, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I got a kick out of your big three because you trashed every Democrat you could think of. I mean, is Vitale Republican or Democrat? So I thought you would have said something.
I'm sure he's on the left.
Well, anyway, I mean, de Blasio you trashed Schumer, you trashed Pelosi. I'll just quote, since you quoted the Post with Dr. No, or is that what the headline was? Dr. Knows?
Dr. Knows.
Yeah. I'll just quote the Daily News editorial on the whole thing from the president. An imaginary solution to a fabricated problem.
Well, that's an imaginary paper.
Exactly.
I'll say no more.
The Daily News has one reader, Len Berman. That's it.
There's no crisis on the border. They're not coming in and committing crimes and killing people.
They have killed people.
Oh, stop.
He cited a list of people who've been killed by illegal immigrants.
And how many Americans have killed Americans? Stop it. The number, it's so infinitesimal.
Had there been a wall and those people not been able to get in, those cops would still be alive. They were killed by illegal immigrants.
The wall wouldn't have stopped them. But anyway, it's an imaginary. The wall's not stopping anything. It's a big PR game.
There is no wall.
It's an imaginary solution to a fabricated problem. Say no more.
The fabricated problem of our immigration policies? You think there's no problem with our immigration policies?
There are problems, yes.
So there's nothing fabricated about that.
Well, but the wall's a fabricated campaign. All immigrants are bad. They're all evil. They're all criminals. They're all Mexicans or rapists. It started with day one of this presidency, and it hasn't stopped. It's a made-up, phony crisis.
Drugs flowing into this country from the southern border ruining our neighborhoods.
And you know where they're coming through? They're coming through legal checkpoints, okay? So don't start with that.
So we have a wall and we beef up the legal checkpoints. And Trump has made the concession. It does not have to be concrete. It can be steel, which many Democrats have supported in the past.
Okay, yes. Beef up security is fine. The wall, it will do nothing. It's a big PR sham.
Here is your problem with the wall. It represents a victory for Trump, you simply cannot give that to him. That's what it represents for the Democrats.
It's not true. Because
if Trump gets money for a wall, he wins. The Democrats cannot allow him to win.
I can be
simple
honest
as
here.
That.
I can be honest here because the first time I heard the proposal for a wall, and I said, this is nuts. It had nothing to do with coming from Trump. It had to do with 2,000 miles of topography. You're going to wall off, and you think that's going to stop all your problems. It's a made-up crisis.
It's going to cut down a lot of illegal immigration.
It's not.
The wall goes 8 feet down into the ground. People are going to have difficulty tunneling under that, and they're not going to be able to scale it now that
it's
steel.
By the way, cut down on illegal immigration. You know where the illegal immigration comes from? Check out your hero, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Oh, God, no.
She'll set you straight.
The majority of immigrant overstays, the majority of the reason that people are undocumented is visa overstays.
overstay.
Yeah.
It's not because people are crossing a border illegally. It is because of visa overstay, which, mind you, he's talking about legal immigration. He's trying to restrict every form of legal immigration there is in the United States.
He hates immigrants.
And by the way, she should now call for, if it's all about visa overstay, she should call for rounding up the visa people who have overstayed their visas and sending them back. But she wants to keep them here because she wants them to turn them into voters who will vote for Democrats.
You need total immigration reform.
Well, you're not
going to get building it, some vanity wall.
The whole thing about the wall is Trump has put immigration front and center as a debating, as an issue that needs to be tackled in this country in the way that neither Republicans nor Democrats have tackled it before. And what's the Democrats' response? No, they still don't want to do anything about it.
This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul.
Now, I will concede you this. He's not going to get the wall because the Democrats are never going to vote for funding. So here, I think, is the end game because he has to show his supporters that he's doing all he can.
Well, he refuses to lose. I mean, that's just his makeup. He will not lose.
The only way out of this is he has to declare a state of emergency
and
start sending money there to build the walls. He will be sued by 8 million Democrats for it, and it's, I would imagine the courts, probably the Supreme Court, which it will go up to, will conclude that he does not have the authority to declare a state of emergency down there. Yes, because you have to have appropriations from Congress, not from the president. And I think then he can say to his base, look, I did everything I could, but as long as I got Democrats against me, we can't accomplish this.
I think you
and
might,
then they move on.
No, I think you might be right. I thought they could come to some kind of semantic agreement where the Democrats would give him X amount for border security. Trump would call it a wall. The Democrats would call it border security, and we'd all live happily ever after. They've got to open up this government. They can't keep the government shut down. So I think maybe you're right. So now he's having another meeting today with Democrats. Do you think that goes nowhere?
No,
again?
Nowhere. The Democrats are emboldened now. There's no reason for them to concede anything. So the way for him to break the impasse, declare the state of emergency, take it to the courts. I don't think he's going to win to the courts. And then he says to his base, look, I did everything I can. It's a good reason for you to vote against Democrats in 2020.
Yeah. You know what? It makes sense. It does make sense.
Wow. Look at that. We agree.
No, but it makes sense. But because of his nature, he doesn't want to lose. He's made this his big campaign cry. And
he got elected
from day
on
one.
It. He got elected on it.
And from day one.
Listen, if you support Trump and you want a wall, you have to vote against Democrats. As long as you allow Democrats to get into positions of power as they have in Congress, there's going to be no wall. They're in charge of the purse strings. That's how it works under this Constitution.
I'm gonna stick with my story. It's a made-up crisis. I'm sorry. I know all of his supporters and the majority of people listen to this radio station and watch Fox News believe this is a major crisis and the caravan and they're streaming across the border and they're making it unsafe for Americans. It's mostly made up.
Our immigration policies are a mess.
They are.
And
they've
you have
been
to give Trump
for years.
A tremendous amount of credit for bringing this to the forefront. And the Democrats refuse to even engage.
Didn't Obama bring an immigration program to
Congress?
He
gave him DACA.
No, didn't they have a whole immigration program that
Obama
got voted down?
Nothing.
Check your facts, Riedel.
Absolutely nothing.
I think he came up with a whole comprehensive program. Of course, it got shot down by Congress.
It wasn't a very good program.
Okay. Fine.
That's why it got shot down.
No, it got shot down for probably the same reason that you're accusing the Democrats of. They didn't want to give Obama a victory. So.
I don't believe that.
No,
his,
you don't,
his,
huh?
Po- his
oh, the Republicans
was, his
loved
program
Obama?
Was unacceptable to the Republicans because it was not a tough program. It had all sorts of loopholes for illegal people to get here and become legal.
I think the problem was that he was going to just give citizenship to everybody
exactly.
in the country illegally.
Exactly.
There was going to be a path. Wasn't there going to be some kind of path?
Yeah, but it was.
Was there anything strenuous about that path? It was going to be easy.
It was going to be very easy.
It wasn't that difficult.
Okay, well, I understand.
Pretty much, the Republicans labeled it amnesty, and they didn't go for it.
Well, I will agree with everyone that we do need a comprehensive immigration policy, but it does not include a stupid wall, okay? That's my feeling. You can disagree, you can call up, you can email me. That's how I feel, and I felt that way from day one.
You should feel good because there is going to be no wall.
I do
as
feel
long
good
as the Democrats
that.
Are running the House of Representatives, there is not going to be
By the
a
way,
wall.
Someone raised the question, why don't they have a wall on Canada? They said more illegals come in from Canada and more terrorists come in from Canada than the South. So why not have a border wall along
Not a lot
Canada?
Of drugs flowing in from Canada.
Well, you don't know.
Canadian Club.
<I don't. laughs> Oh, well, I thought the speeches last night settled everything. Wow, what a great...
We're off and running. Oh, man.
Everything's been settled. This is great. Let's live happily ever after.
We'll wait to see how the government shutdown begins to bite the American people. So far, yeah. I don't think there's a lot of evidence yet, but those lines at the airports are coming, folks. All right, when we come back, it's a big nay for de Blasio. The horses get to trot all over the city. Plus, your chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 7:05 on 710 WOR. Now let's get the traffic from Bernie Byer.
Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
6:23, and as much as I hate to admit it, you're probably right. The solution to this whole wall thing is he will declare a state of emergency, eventually lose the court battle, but say that I did everything I could. Now, we're going to have Congressman Peter King on with us about 7:40 this morning. He's always a guy who tries to be fair on both sides. Yeah, and he always thought there would be some kind of a compromise. He kind of went along with my theory, but now we'll see if he likes your theory. We'll talk.
There is no compromise in the works.
We'll talk to the Long Island congressman at 7:40 this morning. Well, you guys are pizza fans. You ever go to Prince Street Pizza in Soho?
No, I never have been there.
Okay, well, anyway, they are mad because one of their employees took their secret recipe for a crispy square slice of pepperoni pizza called the Spicy Spring. You know what one slice costs?
How much?
$4.50.
Oh, that's artisanal pizza.
Yeah, so apparently they're claiming that they were ripped off, and this employee took it to the Upper West Side and renamed it the Spicy Pepperoni from the Spicy Spring, and now is selling it on the Upper West Side, stealing the secret recipe, and they're going to go to court. They're going to pursue legal action against this employee for stealing intellectual or culinary property.
Have they copyrighted this recipe?
That's a great question.
Because haven't, I mean, what leg do they have to stand on? Well, recipe's the recipe.
Yeah, it's all about this guy, Frank Badali.
So I want to know, is it the sauce, the type of pepperoni?
Hmm. The way you bake the bread?
The dough? Yeah. What did he steal?
Usually with the pizza, it's the dough.
Well,
that's where the secret ingredients go.
There's four ingredients, basically.
No, but you can spice it up a little bit.
Flour, salt, yeast, and sometimes some sugar.
Well, they say secret about a pizza?
And water.
They said it's a spicy garlicky. Oh.
Well, what, garlic is copyrighted by this
exactly.
place? You can't use garlic in pizza?
The owner of the place on the Upper West Side, now this guy moved to the Upper West Side to a place called, what is the name of the place on the Upper West Side? Upper West Side, well, anyway, the name...
Did he steal the name?
The owner of the new pizzeria claims that this employee did not steal it, that he created it. That was his own personal creation.
Well, oh, this is interesting.
Pizza. Okay. It's a new creation.
No, it was created by the Chinese. Did you know that? Pizza?
No, I didn't know
that. It is. It's mentioned by the Chinese, if I'm not mistaken.
But really, what does one, chef or cook, you go to another restaurant, you could take
your recipes with you, especially if you created them.
See, this is a new pizzeria, Amsterdam Avenue and 80th Street, called Made in New York Pizza.
Why don't we send Alice out, try the pizza down on Prince Street, and then try the pizza up there in Amsterdam Avenue and see if it's exactly the same.
I hear our associate producer, Anthony, chirping. I think
he wants to bring the pizza here.
Let's order the pizza from both places and have our own taste
test. What time do they open?
That's good.
Pizzerias usually do not open until close to noon.
You're not going to get it for breakfast.
You're not.
So we'll have a cold tomorrow morning.
Could we have cold pizza tomorrow?
Why not?
I love the way the Post writes these stories. Murano, he's the owner of Prince Street. Murano is cheesed off at the alleged culinary backstabber who is now tossing dough at Made in New York Pizza. Where did they teach you how to write like this?
Well, here's another one for you. A judge has reined in Bill de Blasio.
Oh, I get it.
You get it? From implementing
is that the way they wrote it?
A judge has reined in Bill de Blasio. Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, you don't have to hammer the point home, Len. I think our
it's a good newspaper. I'd like the Post.
Has reined in Bill de Blasio from implementing a new rule that would move the horse carriages inside Central Park after a horse owner claimed the move was beyond the administration's regulatory authority. So those horse carriages get to trot all over the city, all over the park up there. They're not going to be penned in as de Blasio wanted them to be. in Central Park.
Well, how many years has he been working on these horses? That was his first thing when he came into office.
And he gets nowhere with it.
He wanted to get rid of the horses, the Central Park horses, on what, cruelty to animals? Well, wasn't it really a real estate deal?
Well, now he's going to give them free health care.
He wanted the barns where they're kept, a real estate deal for a friend of his or something?
That was the thought, yeah.
Exactly.
Where they were kept, there was a real estate guy who wanted to put something up there.
Yeah. So. But he masked it as a concern for the against animal cruelty.
Right. So then he ruled they had to be confined to Central Park. Now, was that ruling stayed until this court thing came out? They weren't confined to Central Park. Were
no,
they?
That's where he wanted.
That's
to
where he wanted them,
and that's what the judge said. No, you can't do that.
You can't do it at all
because the owners went to court saying
it
would cost them business.
The carriage owners must have some weight because they have been able to
stop them all the way.
Yeah.
I would miss that pungent smell along Central Park South. I mean, you just walk along. Street there. You just love it, inhaling it.
One of the great picture postcard images of New York. The horse carriage trotting around Central Park. You can't get rid of that.
Anybody ever take one of those here?
I have once.
They're expensive.
You have, Natalie, once?
My prom.
We had some friends who were in. Yeah.
What do they charge for an hour?
It's expensive.
It's an hour?
I think like 35, 40
bucks. Yeah, it's expensive for an hour.
Yeah.
Not cheap.
Oh, I bet you it's more now.
Well, yeah.
35, 40, that's nothing. That wouldn't even get your Broadway ticket.
And by the way, if you talk to most of the people who operate those carriages, they look after the horses very well.
Yeah, sure.
There's no animal cruelty going on there.
The horses get vacation.
Yeah.
They do.
They get paid sick days.
They have benefits.
They get paid maternity leave.
They have vacation.
And free health care now. De Blasio gave free health care for undocumented horses.
You just stole my joke. I said they're going to get free health care from De Blasio now.
Oh, I missed
you paid no attention whatsoever to me this entire morning so far.
What do you mean this morning? What do you mean by this morning?
I think Glenn delivered a little better, though.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Yeah. You're my man.
Oh,
now news headlines with
you
my
both.
Favorite all-time studio meet. Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe.
Len, President Trump says we're facing a humanitarian crisis. During his primetime speech from the Oval Office, the president says criminals are pouring across the southern border.
How much more American blood must we shed before Congress does its job?
Mm. He's calling on Democrats to act, saying only a wall can provide a solution to this situation. Did not declare a national emergency, as some have speculated he might do, but it could come later. Meets today with the congressional Democratic leaders. Governor Cuomo wants to blow up the MTA, just the system, not to actually blow it up. The Wall Street Journal says the governor has stepped up his criticism of the agency, calling it bloated and resistant to change. Still wants to provide the MTA with a new reliable funding source, such as congestion pricing, but will likely also insist on restructuring the agency if that happens. Protests in Paterson, New Jersey, over the death of a 27-year-old man in police custody. Jameek Lowry may have been high on ecstasy when he wandered into a police station, became unresponsive. He died 2 days later, and his sister wants answers now.
It hurt. I can't explain how I feel because I don't know how I feel. I can't go to sleep at night.
All right. Police admit using force to secure Lowry in an ambulance, but they say there were no signs of any acute trauma. So the investigation continues there with a protest at City Hall last night. Celebrity chef Mario Batali not going to be charged for allegedly sexually assaulting two women. A woman last year went to police saying she was raped by Batali in 2004. Another woman says she was attacked in his restaurant, the Spotted Pig. But the Post says police say they don't have enough evidence to bring any charges. And President Trump has another problem. Can't remember the name of his national security advisor. He keeps calling John Bolton Mike Bolton.
Michael Bolton. Wasn't he on the stage the other day with somebody and he called him Steve and that wasn't his name or something?
Yeah, well, this comes from the New York Times, so take it for what it is. Talking about Trump's...
Calls him Mike Bolton?
Trump has a distant relationship with Bolton and sometimes with his aides he'll refer to him as Mike. And no word if the president actually likes Michael Bolton, but...
Anyway. No, there was some guy who was... I saw it. It was on a stage and some guy was speaking, one of his people. I don't know what the guy's name was, but he said, thanks, Steve. Name was nowhere close to Steve.
Yeah, well, that
happens. So it has a little name issue, that's all.
Oh, please. Okay.
Well, that's right. It was Steve Scalise and Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, right. He called Kevin McCarthy Steve.
Right, yeah.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah. There's a lot of people in the world.
I didn't hear you reporting that, Joe.
Yeah. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal, Len.
A big deal that the president doesn't know people's names? Well, he fires them anyway. They come and go so quickly anyway.
That's true.
That's right. I mean, how can you expect to remember them? They're going to be gone tomorrow.
Thanks.
Yeah, Michael Bolton won't be there much longer.
No, he will not be. Walrus face.
I met Bolton. Hey, when we get back, just what you wanted to hear. We have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's response to the president's speech. We also have Bill de Blasio's response. You'll want to hear that.
Oh, jeez.
Plus, we're going to put a grand
in
your
hand. Promo, Len.
Oh, God. You're just driving listeners away with that. I'm taking this next segment off. I'm out of here.
The majority of immigrant...
Come on, I got more of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's great stuff.
Janice from the Muppets, here she comes.
Plus, you're not supposed to trash my teases. That's not how radio works. Plus, we'll put a grand in your hand and another chance to win $1,000 at 7:05. That'll keep you stay tuned. That's coming up at 7:05 on 710 WOR. But hey, you'll want to listen to this. Bernie Viner has the traffic.
Now, the only reason to play Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bill de Blasio's responses to Trump's speech last night is to make fun of these two clucks.
Okay, before you do, let me make fun of you. What did you say a horse carriage ride cost in Central Park? $35?
I think, Bartlett said it was about $35.
Yeah, what year was that? 1975?
I thought it was higher.
Yeah, well, Ken sent us the price list. Up to four people per carriage, a short ride, 15 to 20 minutes. You want to guess how much that is?
I bet it's $50.
68.
Wow.
A long ride, 45 to 50 minutes. What do you think that is?
That's got
to
be 90?
150.
$150 for a 45-minute ride?
Now, I assume that does not include the tip.
Probably.
Yeah.
Boy.
Or the oats. I don't know. I just don't know. So you, well,
that's pricey, though.
It is pricey.
That's really
pricey. The Democratic response really started with your friends Pelosi and Schumer.
Well, yeah. American Gothic. All the missing were the pitchforks.
People wrote that on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought that was original to me.
No, it wasn't. People roasted the two of them on Twitter.
Well, they looked terrible. Yeah. They looked terrible.
You don't think Schumer made sense here?
American democracy doesn't work that way. We don't govern by temper tantrum.
Oh, stop.
No president should pound the table and demand he gets his way, or else the government shuts down.
Well, that's fair.
Chuck, it's called fighting for what you believe in. It's called fighting for what you campaigned on. It's called fighting for why you were elected. And it's not a temper tantrum. This is what President Trump said he was going to do, and he's battling it out to try to get it. And unfortunately, because the Democrats got control of the House of Representatives, he's not going to get the money to do it. And that's called politics.
So the tweets just came flying as soon as the two of them were standing there. This is according to the Post. One guy wrote they look like villains from the next Bond movie. One wrote
Pelosi certainly doesn't look like a babe from the next Bond movie.
Why are Chuck and Nancy every pair of white suburban parents who just witnessed you shotgun a Coors Light while home from break? Okay, whatever that means.
I don't know what that means.
Let's see. What else did they write? Heavy Twin Peaks vibes. let's see. Others said they looked like a pitchfork-holding farmer couple.
Yeah, that's American Spain. Gothic.
Yeah.
Grant Wood.
Well, that's what this guy wrote. American Gothic, anyone? Not sure I would have picked this American Gothic staging for Chuck and Nancy.
They look kind of boxed in that little tiny hallway that they were squeezed into there.
Yeah.
Two clowns trying to get out of a clown car.
Why did you listen to the substance?
Sadly, much of what we heard from President Trump throughout this census shutdown has been full of misinformation and even malice.
So listen to the substance. He's been making up facts.
No, he's not been making up facts. He has brought the issue of border security and the craziness of our immigration policies to the front burner. No one else has done that. He's done it. And the Democrats are proving that they're really not interested in it because, frankly, they are happy the way things are, with lots of illegals flooding in who one day they can make legal, who will be part of government handout programs, and they will become constituents for the Democrats. That is the Democratic endgame.
Now, here's what I think. I don't think that's the end. But I do say that if this forces comprehensive immigration reform, then I will salute the president and say thank you. My answer is that the wall is not the answer. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Yes, I think the fact that he's bringing attention to the immigration problem, you know, he did it in a half-assed way by calling them all criminals and rapists and terrorists and diseased people and lowlifes and asshole countries and all other stuff. But if he does bring around some good reform to immigration, sure.
But it's going to require the Democrats to talk to him, and they are not going to talk to him. They're not going to compromise with him because they want to destroy him. And you can – one thing, Len, you don't have to worry about this anymore. There is going to be no wall unless the Democrats lose control – of the House of Representatives in 2020, there is going to be no wall. Congress is not going to vote the funding for the wall, period. The wall is finished as long as the Democrats have the House of Representatives. End of debate.
Are you finished?
Yes.
President Trump has chosen to hold hostage critical services for the health, safety, and well-being of the American people and withhold the paychecks.
All right, enough, Nancy. We want to know what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has to say.
Here comes Janice from the Muppets.
She was on with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC.
Two of my favorites.
Everyday immigrants commit crimes at a far lower rate than native-born Americans.
Yeah, take that.
Sunny days sweeping the clouds away.
But the women and children on that border that are trying to seek refuge and seek opportunity in the United States of America with nothing but the shirt on their backs are acting more American than any person who seeks to keep them out ever will be.
Do you have her dumping on ICE now? Because, of course, we have to get around to the Democrats dumping on law enforcement officials because Democrats hate law enforcement officials.
She did dump on ICE as part of this. We'll have to find out.
Not ISIS, ICE.
I said ICE.
She said ISIS.
I did? No, I meant she did dump on ICE during this interview.
She did. She went after the border agents.
But she made
doing their jobs.
But she made this point.
The majority of immigrant overstays, the majority of the reason that people are undocumented is visa overstay. It's not because people are crossing a border illegally. It is because of visa overstay, which, mind you, he's talking about legal immigration. He's trying to restrict every form of legal immigration there is in the United States.
Oh, enough of her.
Okay.
So if she believes that, then she should follow it through and say we should round up the people who are overstaying their visas and throw them out. But she's not going to do that.
Now, Mayor de Blasio chimed in.
Oh, you want to hear from another genius.
You want to hear from your favorite mayor?
Yeah.
Well, he was responding to the idea that all the terrorists are racing across the southern border.
I cannot remember a single conversation where they said there's a threat to New York City coming from the southern border. I mean, this notion that terrorism is emanating from the southern border is laughable.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Laughable, Mr. Riedel.
Well, the more they talk about it, the more the terrorists will think, you know what, maybe we should start coming through the southern border. It's very true.
They got the idea from de Blasio. Oh, well,
absolutely.
Let's go.
Well, absolutely, because the Democrats have now said we're not going to do anything about the southern border. So that could probably plant in the minds of terrorists, this is the way to get in the country. And then, if they get in that way, then maybe the Democrats will lose the House of Representatives.
Really?
Because then the country will be fearful.
Not if they elect more people like this.
Everyday immigrants commit crimes at a far lower rate than native-born Americans.
I think every day we should have an AOC segment.
Oh,
I really do.
She hates Americans. She hates America. She
hates
Americans.
She does not hate America.
Yes, she does.
Where do you get that from?
She comes from that far-left Democrats who believe that the great sins have been committed by this country. She is not a champion of America. She's a lefty who believes, I'm sure, in some socialist, globalist policies. And she does not like nationalism. She does not like patriotism. She doesn't like law enforcement officials. She loves illegals. That's what she stands for. AOC.
And do you think this is accurate?
This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul.
Yes, we have a lot of people who are in those encampments down there because they keep flooding in and we can't take care of them all. There is a crisis down there, Len.
Well,
you can look the other way, Mr. Magoo, but there's a crisis.
My God. Magoo's done it again. Oh, my God.
That's good.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
All right. When we come back, hey, free health care for all. But we're going to tell you why de Blasio's plan is a complete and total fraud. Plus, you want to win $1,000? Well, your chance is coming up at 7:05 on 710 WOR. Now let's get the traffic. Bernie Biden.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on 710 WOR.
Hope everyone's doing well on it. It's Wednesday already. It's January the 9th as we a third of the way through, or almost a third of the way through, the month of January.
Already?
Well, it's the 9th. Almost.
I guess so.
I don't know. Anyway.
Time flies when you're having fun.
6:54. Hey, we got another secret sound today.
Oh, right.
Someone got it yesterday, which I was shocked. It was like an old fan sound. I didn't understand.
Yeah.
It was. Where the is old that, fan. Natalie? I want to play the the sound from yesterday, which was this the one? One on the bottom. All right. Thanks, Natalie.
I thought it was a vibrator.
There you go again.
I did.
You know, that's not nice for our listeners. We have some old-time listeners who don't want to hear that kind of talk. They have kids in the car.
You're the one who got the Harry when Harry met Sally line and
not I
appended it to the end of the fan.
Anyway, so we got a brand new one at 9:25.
Oh, let's hear it.
This is the WOR secret sound.
You ready for this one?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
I think I do too.
I know what it is.
Yeah, Natalie's smiling because
you know what it is. No, no,
I must be wrong.
No, no.
I told her
no,
what I thought it was earlier.
No, I've changed my tune on what it, okay. I thought it was. Play it again. I think I got it. Yeah, I think I know.
That's okay. The mattresses of a bed of somebody using the aforementioned
those
device
are the mattress
from yesterday.
Springs. There you go. Play
there
the Harry,
go.
Harry Met Sally line again after
there
the springs.
There you go.
In the gutter.
Was it tied into this? Dead.
Yeah.
They do use that.
And then? And then? Where's Harry Met Sally?
I don't know.
That's gone. That is not coming back.
Can you do
today.
The imitation for us,
no,
Natalie?
No, I can't.
Can you?
Come on, Natalie. Do your Sally imitation for us.
I'll have what she's
having. My daughter's listening right now. No, thank you.
Oh, her daughter's listening.
I'll have what she's having, exactly.
Teenage, that's the thing with teenagers. They refuse to even conceive of the fact that their parents are
probably
are
doing it. Shorter and say.
Not my parents. What are you kidding me?
No way.
They're over the hill. So you don't like this new de Blasio healthcare thing?
It means nothing.
Healthcare for all, if you're undocumented.
He makes this huge sweeping announcement that we're going to have free healthcare here in the city. And all it is that he's going to put $100 million to tell people who go to the emergency room, who get their treatment for free, poor people. You don't turn poor people away from the emergency room. So, well, you know, maybe you should get on top of those health problems a little earlier so that they don't fester and become even more expensive to treat when you go to the emergency room.
You know, when this story broke, it was around 9:30. He was on MSNBC. And I thought, and I should have said it out loud, but I said to myself, well, don't they already go to emergency rooms? But I guess de Blasio's argument is if you go to the doctors early enough, you won't burden the emergency rooms with tougher issues.
Well, the other thing, too, is you usually, if you don't have insurance, you don't go to the emergency room until the situation is kind of
bad,
dire.
Yeah. So this would maybe catch something earlier. And it
that's a great
be...
idea, Michael.
See?
Are you
Bartlett
kidding?
Likes it.
No.
Healthcare is a human right. In this city, we're going to make that a reality.
$100 million.
In this city, we're taking that ideal and putting it into practice. From this moment on in New York City, everyone is guaranteed the right to healthcare. Everyone.
Yeah. This moment on, everybody gets health care.
They go to the emergency room and they get it now. How is this going to change things? He's pledging, what, $100 million? The thing is an $8 billion tab for people to get free care already at the emergency rooms. What's $100 million going to do?
It's going to save money.
The theory is
that, you know, it costs
probably
more to
will.
Go to the emergency room.
You know, I think
the issue I have is the illegal immigrants getting
it. Well, here's the thing. Is it $100 million every year?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
They said $167 per person.
And how are we?
$167 per
and
person.
And how are we paying for this? He's going to raise taxes again?
Well, he didn't get into that. But he did say some of the money would come from the money that they already spend for the free health care in hospitals.
How about weed?
You know,
gambling.
You
I don't know.
All the vices. All the vices. Make them all legal and tax them. Then you can have all free health care you want to. And you're going to need it because everyone's going to be indulging in those vices that are going to make them ill.
And should we not, like, extend that legalization to prostitution now?
Sure. Absolutely.
They live in fear of getting sick. They don't know where to turn. They don't know how they're going to afford health care.
Look, a lot
about 600,000 New Yorkers do not have any health care coverage
on,
at all.
Heartless,
come on, Michael,
Riddle,
you
come
are
on.
Heartless. No. People. All right, I'll be as heartless as I want to be. I would suspect a lot of the people, poor people, struggling people, poor people, who wind up going to the emergency room, I don't think they're thinking that far ahead when they're sick. I think some of them are just out of their minds. They're not thinking about going to a doctor to treat something.
Well, here's the question.
They only go when it's a crisis because they're not really able to take care of themselves at all.
My question is this going to have all kinds of people like pour into the city? They'll leave New Jersey and move to New York.
No question about it.
Hey, get free health care across the Hudson.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, they're trying to, this California is also, right? They're trying to do the same thing in California.
California announced they're going to be a
sanctuary state.
Yeah. So if you're illegal, go to California.
Right. There you go. Boy.
They don't have a doctor they can turn to, and they don't have enough money in their pocket, so they just go off to work sick, and they get sicker. And it ends so often in an emergency room, a situation that could have been prevented.
There you go.
A lot of these people are not planning ahead for anything. They're living minute to minute.
It's going to be free. Yesterday's dueling speeches coming up next. We got the president. We got Nancy. We got Chuck. More important, we have your phone calls. You give us a call. What'd you think of those speeches? Coming up after the news, 7 o'clock.